Pete Kaiser, a Yupik from Bethel, and Ryan Reddington, an Inupiaq from Kinnick, were finishing their mandatory 8-hour rest in White Mountain, one of the last two checkpoints in the race. Both former champions were hoping for a repeat, but Kaiser says his team contracted a stomach virus on the trail, so he rested them more to give them time to recover. Kaiser told the Iditarod Insider that this changed his focus.
I've been kind of reminiscing and soaking in the sights more than ever, trying to be in the moment more than stressing out about placement and different things like that. So, of course, it would have been fun to be further up, but that's not always in the cards. And I've had a good trip.
Kaiser's team is positioned to finish in the top 10. He says the cold, dry snow on the Bering Sea coast has been one of the biggest challenges because it sticks to the sled runners. Reddington, who was running not far behind Kaiser, told the Iditarod Insider this last stretch of trail has also tested his team.
Hopefully we get a little less wind. If it is windy, I'm going to take a lot more rest.
There were also three rookie Indigenous mushers in the race. Jesse Terry, an Anishinaabe from Ontario, is in 16th place, and Kevin Hansen, an Inupiaq from Kotzebue, in 21st. Jody Potts-Joseph, a Han Gwich'in from Eagle Village, who had to contend with bison on the trail, pulled out of the race yesterday after her team came down with kennel cough. She said that she had to put her team first. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.